Yo, this is Ice-T talking to you. Get high off music, not drugs. Drugs are for suckers. Straight up, there's no way around it. You do drugs, you lose. This is MC Ice-T. I'm out of here. Peace.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on the greatest radio station in the world. Insert call letters here.
You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle, here with you until 7 p.m. It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We're going to start off with an airbag, and then it's teen tragedies till 7 p.m.
In the next world war, jackknife juggernaut, I am born again. In the fast German car, I'm amazed that I survived. An airbag saved my life. In an interstellar burst, save the you.
WMFO Medford.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
You want to die out here, huh? Well, then die.
My name's Chris Earle. I do the show every week from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having...
Now, I'm just going out on a limb here, but I think she was having a stroke. You wanted a one-star record for your ride home. There it is. Like, I can't bring my vinyl collection to a big station. I'll be like, this guy's crazy. As usual, I promise nothing. Well, luckily, I have the police and a fire truck coming. Not gonna play it. Sorry. It's like, that's what life is. It's like a series of disappointments. Occasionally, you get close to greatness, and then that's it.
Hello again, and welcome to
Time Travel with Chris Earle. I shouldn't even say the name of my show. I am so embarrassed right now. So embarrassed.
I'm looking for the least possible amount of responsibility.
I saw him at, like, the arcade, like, years later, and then on Facebook, and he's like, oh, I think I remember you. And I just went, unfriend, see you later. Think I remember you. You were in my math class, you're in history. Is it, what are people just dumb? They just forget you? What do people forget me? I'm a pretty bold personality.
Don't be silly.
Doing things that the rest of you guys don't. The show is Time Travel. I'm here with you till 7 p.m.
He wore
black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Well, he never washed his face and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took her like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway
had a smile and kissed me goodbye. The tears were beginning to show. As he drove away on that rainy night, I begged him to go slow. Whether he heard, I'll never know.
So helpless, what could I do? Remembering all the things we've been through. In school they all stop and stare. I can't hide her tears, but I don't care. I'll never forget him, the leader of the pack.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Laura and Tommy were lovers. He wanted to give her everything. Flowers, presents, and most of all, a wedding ring. He saw a sign for a stock car race. $1,000 prize, it read. He couldn't get Laura on the phone, so to her mother, Tommy said, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura I may be late. I've something to do. Drove his car to the racing ground. He was the youngest driver there. The crowd roared as they started the race. Round the track they drove at a deadly pace. No one knows what happened that day, how his car overturned in flames. But as they pulled him from the twisted wreck, with his dying breath, they heard him say, "Tell Laura I love her. Tell Laura I need her. Tell Laura not to cry. My love for her will never die." Chapel, well, Laura prays for her Tommy who passed away. It was just for Laura he lived and died. Alone in the chapel, she can hear him cry. Tell Laura I love.
Refreshes you best.
It's the refreshing best.
The little old ladies from Pasadena, swimming young honeys from Ipanema, Hawks and the Rockets from Liverpool, Kingston Coast, they wanna be cool now. Party,
tragedies here on Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. is Jan and Dean. This one's a great one. So a few of you are probably wondering, what is a teenage tragedy song? It is a style of ballad, mostly in popular music, peaked in popularity in the late 50s and early 60s, which is mostly where these first few songs are coming from, although I do have some from the 70s and 80s, even up until the 2000s today, a little bit later. But mostly these are all about car crashes and motorcycles at the beginning. A lot of teenage tragedy songs were written in the late 50s and early 60s, and curiously, they stopped as the 70s, 80s, and 90s came up, although there are a few parodies along the way, too, and we're going to play a couple of those as well, a couple of parody teenage tragedy songs as well. We heard Tell Laura I Love Her and Teen Angel and Dead Man's Curve and Leader of the Pack. This next one is Mark Dinning is his name with Teen Angel. That's coming up right now from 1959 here on Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Got a song you want to hear, 855-915-WMFO. If it's a teen tragedy song or maybe a song about a car or a motorcycle, call on in and make a request and I will play it for you. And here we go. Teen Angel, Time Travel.
Teen Angel, Teen Angel, Teen Angel, ooh. That fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running. What was it you were looking for that took your life that night. They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you.
Thank you. Just remember till you're home again.
Such a wonderful evening, sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerve to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch.
It's been many months now since that fateful night. And you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried. But I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
WMFO Medford, teenage tragedy songs today, and some other curiosities. I think you'll enjoy this one. It's the Violent Femmes here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
I had me a wife, I had me some daughters. I tried so hard, I never knew still waters. Nothing to eat and nothing to drink. Sit around and think. Nothing for a man to do but sit around and think. I'm thinking and I'm thinking till there's nothing I ain't funk. Breathing in the stink till finally I stunk. It was at that time I swear I lost my mind. Started making plans. Kill my own kind. Started making plans to kill my own kind. Come, little daughter, I said to the youngest one, put your coat on, we'll have some fun. We'll go out to the mountains, the one to explore. The face lit up, I'm standing by the door, face lit up. I'm standing by the door. Come, little daughter, I will carry the lanterns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the caverns. We'll go out tonight, we'll go to the cave. Mother good night, and remember that God saves. Kiss your mother good night, and remember that God saves. I led her to a hole, a deep black well. I said make a wish, make sure and not tell. And close your eyes, dear, and count to seven. You know your papa loves you, good children go to heaven. You know your papa loves you. Good children go to heaven. I gave her a push, I gave her a shove. I pushed with all my might, I pushed with all my love. I threw my child into a bottomless pit. Screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit. She was screaming as she fell, but I never heard her hit.
Jagger, are you lonely? Has it been a long time since you had any? Well, stop playing with yourself and call the Jagger Dating Service. I'll match you up with the perfect mate, mate. Whether you're heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, trisexual, or, if you're like me, you'll lump anything on two or four legs. How do I know you'll get the absolutely perfect match? 'Cause I slept with all of them. Just listen to a few of our satisfied customers.
Hi, this is David Bowie.
Hi, this is Pete Townsend.
Hi, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Joan Jett from the Blackhearts.
Yeah, yeah, how you doing? Hi, this is Andrew Dice Clay.
This is the real Governor Bruce Sundlin.
That's right, I did them all. And you can too. Call the Jagger Dating Service at 1-800-SATISFACTION. And if you're one of the first 94 callers, you'll get a penicillin shot absolutely free.
WMFO Medford.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this that I ran red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I had an arrangement to meet a girl, and I was kind of late. And I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. the girl with faraway eyes. Well,
chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Teen tragedies and other tragedies today here on Time Travel. Here's The Clash. Another car crash.
Red River. Or a place in the sun. Maybe a misfit. Head to toe. Hustlers rustle and pimp the beat. Marley Cliff is recognized at dawn. He ain't got no shoes, who's a dog? On a wheel, is he alive? Can he still feel? And everybody says he alright. Everybody says shine a light. Everybody says it's not fine. That's Montgomery Cliff.
Shoes right profile. Numbs it all. But I prefer
or something.
Debbie, who's Johnny? Oh God, this is like that movie Citizen Kane, you know, where you later find out Rosebud was asleep.